stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Death of Afghan Taliban leader confirmed. The Afghan intelligence agency NDS has confirmed that Taliban leader Akhtar Mansour was killed in an airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. A brief NDS statement released today on its official Twitter and Facebook accounts said Mansour was killed in an airstrike Saturday in Dalbadin, Baluchistan. Meanwhile, doctors in Quetta, capital of Baluchistan, have confirmed receiving two bodies from the remote border region, the scene of the U.S. strike. Reporter Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad.
This is a significant action that the United States has taken, and it is likely to fuel tensions between the U.S. and Pakistan, as the relationship is already facing strains recently. So it is quite a big deal in that sense.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today that Mansour was targeted because he possessed an imminent threat to U.S. personnel, Afghan civilians, and Afghan security forces, and that Mansour was directly opposed to peace negotiations. U.S. President Barack Obama is on a trip to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. His travel also is expected to increase U.S. diplomatic, economic, and security engagement with those countries and peoples. He arrived in Vietnam today, where experts say they are much closer today than they have in the past. It's the closest they've been since the Vietnam War. This is VOA News.